Travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he will send the military into American cities if necessary to end riots happening since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis 8 days ago.
If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Police officers then used tear gas to clear peaceful protesters from a park for President Trump to walk through and pose for photographs with a Bible in front of St. John's Episcopal Church. The bishop there says she was not notified and is outraged the church was used as a political prop. An independent autopsy finds George Floyd died by asphyxiation with a police officer's knee on his neck.
In my opinion, he was dead after about 4 or 5 minutes.
That's Dr. Michael Bodden. The official autopsy also noted underlying medical conditions and drug use. America's listening to Fox News.
This year sucks, I hate 2020. Everything happening has been crummy. Hey! We got pandemics and there's lots of riots. Terrible! Wish we could go back to 2019 in time machines, cause it's bad,
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 bad.
Bad,
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 worst in history.
2020,
it stinks.
2020,
not good.
2020,
it blows.
2020,
so wrong.
2020,
not right.
2020,
that's not life.
2020,
let's go back in time. It's been bad,
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 bad.
Hi, everybody. We were here, but we were engaged in such...
Talking about...
deep intellectual conversation.
So you see, you put two eggs in that that mixture?
Yes.
Set, and then you mix it all up? Is that what you're saying?
Throw a little touch of vanilla in there.
That's
some,
good.
Some cricket
That's
dust.
Good. Yeah.
Seven pepper.
That's I just want to get
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, and we were so... because Rich was really excited about today's BLT.
Oh, my God. It was large.
I nicknamed it the Jawbreaker because it was about 4 inches tall.
I sent you a picture so you can show folks if you want to.
Ah, well, I'll be happy to do that while you...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
First, let's talk about the weather at hand. Today will be another hot one with a high around 90. We were 90 yesterday. Partial sunshine today. Some widely scattered, isolated, random storms in the afternoon and evening. Low tonight, 70. More towns stay dry than get wet. Tomorrow, high of 86. A good bit of cloudiness. Scattered pop-up storms in slightly generous supply. And then becoming even more generous Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in the number of storms going around. At least a 50-50 chance those days, upper 80s to around 90. Over the weekend, everything depends on Tropical Depression number 3, which is now at 35-mile-an-hour winds, spinning around in the Bay of Campeche and probably spinning around the Bay of Campeche for a couple of days. Air Force reconnaissance heading out that way right now could become a tropical storm by the name of Cristobal today. Then what happens over the weekend? Well, that's a good question. In fact, it's a bigger question than we had yesterday because the models were slightly more in agreement. Now they're all over the place. Some take it to our coast. Some take it to Texas. Well, there's a big difference there. So we don't know. And by the way, will it be a hurricane? Yeah, we don't know that either. So all eyes on this system in the Gulf. We'll keep you up to date. Right now, this morning, we have 70 degrees, broken clouds, and 73% humidity. 6:10.
Good morning, sunshine.
Leave me alone.
Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
What's your problem?
Oh, I'm fine. I just need some coffee.
No, that's not it.
I think I know what's happening.
And what might that be?
Well, the results determined that you shouldn't manage people or interact with the public in any way.
I have the perfect job for you.
Social work?
No. Nope.
Professional disc jockey.
That sounds about right.
Okay, get the show started.
yesterday afternoon was one of the weirdest afternoons of my 15 years here, as we were doing our best to, I mean, rumors were just crazy yesterday.
Yep.
But they all start from something. And I think it ended when you told me what you saw.
So
this morning,
5:02 this morning, I'm on Taylor Road, headed to the interstate, and I go past East Chase as I always do. I notice some lights. I thought somebody had been pulled over by the, you know, by the police right there at the entrance of East Chase. No, I go by there, and there's these big barricades, and guys holding weapons, and you know, police cars with blue lights at East Chase, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're protecting East Chase. And then we heard some businesses got hit at Eastdale Mall.
Yeah, there was some stuff happened there. I'm not really sure specifically what, but one of the rumors that went out yesterday afternoon was that East Chase was going to be targeted.
Mm-hmm.
We know that some of the businesses there closed early yesterday.
Yeah.
We also...
There were rumors were rampant yesterday about what was going to happen downtown, what was going to happen at certain targeted neighborhoods.
But we have to, yeah, exactly. We have to compliment the police. Rumor or not, they did the right thing. And if they sent a signal that you're not going to be coming into East Chase to destroy our businesses here,
yep.
It was tactically, it looks like a lot of things were done really well. The statue of Robert Lee is down at the school.
Who took it down?
That we're not sure about. We can't say that it was protesters, vandals, whatever you want to call them. That may have been a preemptive move.
Oh.
See, when you tear one statue down, that's fuel for the fire to do more, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then... With all the Confederate monuments around town, they
oh my gosh,
probably,
yeah, yeah. You know, this used to be in the Confederacy.
It was
the capital of the Confederacy.
When was this?
It's before I got here in 2016.
So we had heard of it. We don't have specifics on what went down at East Chase.
Let's start some rumors. Want to?
Well, I know this. We talked to a lot of people yesterday afternoon, and everybody made it real clear. You are tampering in an area where the Second Amendment is very popular.
Right.
And not likely you're going to get a warm reception. Well, you might get a really hot reception if you try to break into somebody's house or business.
I do not own a firearm. However, I have a pretty large size squirt gun that could really soak a bunch of people down.
One more step and I'll wet your pants.
You get over there.
Oh man. Yeah, so let's hope that of course yesterday, I don't want to debate the topic right now, but it was a state holiday. Everybody got off that works for the state, for Jefferson Davis.
For Jefferson Davis' birthday.
And, you know, I don't know if they did or didn't, because I didn't watch any of the fake news networks to see what they were doing with it, but...
I wonder if there's any coinciding with these people who were starting the rumors about Jefferson Davis' birthday, though. You know, if there was any... If it was related, you know what I mean?
Why they picked yesterday? I don't know. I think the people that are coming in out of town on these... They're not. They don't know any of that. They're not here to learn the history of Alabama.
Where are they coming from?
Nor do they care that Alabama's come eons from those days.
Oh, in some cases, more than some northeastern states.
I would agree. They're always knocking the South. But if you've ever spent time in Chicago or Boston
is what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, 14 minutes after 6 o'clock, Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, phenomenal company that does amazing things year-round, not only for folks here in the river region, but the entire southeastern United States. People have gotten that tough break. Suddenly a loss of mobility, short-term, long-term, whatever the case is, they go in and assess, and when their client is ready to return home, they make sure the home they return to is safely accessible, can be navigated without issue, and they diminish to whatever extent possible any additional risk as the person is healing. They also can make major changes in lives where there's permanent loss of mobility. For example, some who may have been injured a long time ago and have been unable to drive now can because they have created the VIM, a voice command technology vehicle they equip at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. And it's restored the power to control one's schedule and reduce the feeling of dependency to whatever extent is possible, because dependency is a killer. It's just disheartening. They want to re-empower people, give them choices back, and that's what they do. And have been for a long time, with a wall full of awards to show for their effort. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, great guys, great company. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. Please look them up on Facebook and like them for the great work they do. At 6:15, your local news, then the William Tell Wake Up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Several hundred people peacefully protested the death of George Floyd last night in Montgomery. Police set up barricades around the state capitol. Protesters held signs and chanted, "No justice, no peace." The statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee has been knocked off its pedestal at Lee High School in Montgomery. Some have called for years for the statue to be taken down and even to have the name of the school changed. The rest of the school property appears to be untouched. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting 5,600 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 18,000. Health officials say at least 644 people have died. More than 9,300 people have now recovered from the virus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
William Tell Wake Up at 672. Chase Stenbach.
America's Got Troubles. See Uncle Sam in a performance like never before.
It was just one of those performances I've had the misfortune to see.
Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, and Uncle Sam says, "Hold my beer."
It actually got progressively worse.
America's Got Troubles, coming up right after The Not-So-Good Place.
I expect a lot better from you, because you're better than that.
We'll be right back.
Homeland Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We are a news talk station. We make our mistakes. Not me most of the time, but it's a group effort. So we thought we'd share with you some of the rocket science going on in America's newsrooms by bringing you the best news bloopers from the month of May, where many anchors and reporters were doing their work from home.
Right.
With the family around.
Yep.
Sorry about that.
Live from her home. There you go. That'll affect your mental health, right, Christy?
Yeah, Sammy wanting attention. She's getting a little excited.
Good Thursday morning, a bird just flew into my house. Well, that makes for good TV. Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
This news comes a day after an Oceanside city urged councilmen to open their doors despite county orders.
This survivor and his wife, you guys, stop it. Seriously, you guys, stop. Stop it.
Hey, Dolly, Dolly, come here. Dolly, come here right now.
Sorry. My dog was going after one of the chickens, but all is well now. Expect most of us dry. That goes for even the early evening. Murphy, I don't like this forecast either. Hang in there, bud. So we really want to pay attention to the condition as it is up around Red River.
Nothing says news like having a dog there.
We've had a vocal dog the last couple of days here.
That's because Jay is an Ojan provocateur. And he, I think he, see?
See?
What does that mean? He's over there.
He agitates Chase. They got a thing going on.
I think it's the chicken.
The chicken?
Yeah.
No, today it's the bacon. Because I smell like bacon.
And, but he's over there with Rich.
And two of the greatest.
Yeah, well, I smell like bacon, too.
Yeah, true.
Did you make it?
The bacon. Your bacon today. What? You whatever like bacon? You do, do that all the time you make bacon.
Okay.
Do that every single
nobody
time.
Nobody does it better.
I mean,
holy God.
Are you saying that it wasn't good the last time I did bacon? Or
I'm saying I had never had it better than today.
That's what she said.
Oh, well, gee, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Making bacon. It's a it's a gift. It's a gift.
Oh my God. I almost forewent the sandwich and just ate the bacon.
I thought about life without this breakfast every morning. We take it so much for granted. I just can't imagine it.
Maybe you guys do so much for me.
I'll tell you. Yeah. You look out for us. I just really appreciate it.
Glad to do it. Seems like there is minor progress going on with the baseball talk.
Yeah, but they're still a mile away on money. And how many games, too? 114 or 82?
I think the way they fix it, because there's a cost to putting on a game. If no fans are coming in, they're getting nothing back. So what I think they'll do is they'll play half a season. They'll guarantee the players the balance of what they're owed for this season. But a portion of that will be paid on a deferred basis. Because what the players have to keep in mind is it's a business. And the teams are going to lose on average about $125 million. They're laying off employees right and left.
Right.
So for a business to get back into the black, they have to cut expenses. Let's say you amortize that cost over 5 years, mm-hmm. that $125 million. Well, that means you're not going to be able to sign players. You're going to have to let some more expensive players that are kind of on the cusp of being worth it or not go. So they got to think long term. And it just seems they're incapable of doing that. Well, nobody in the country wants to hear about millionaires.
By my clock, my watch says it's June 2nd. They better do something really, really, really soon.
I'm with you. I am with you. They're going to even Christopher Russo on his show yesterday said, right now, I'm at the point I really don't care whether they have a season or not. I'm just tired of it. They're all losers.
If Chris said that.
And he's a huge baseball fan, Mad Dog.
Of course he is.
I love him because he just goes off and says what's on his mind.
I love the way you ask a question. He says, talk to me about that.
Yeah. How you doing, pal?
Yeah.
624, Brian Jewelry is the place to go for, well, Dad's Day is 2 weeks from Sunday already. And there's occasions on the calendar every time you turn around, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, or something else. You want to get a nice diamond for a dog necklace.
The buttons are close together, aren't they?
Yeah, and I got to clean my glasses. There you go. They could do that. I mean, they could customize a dog collar for the Magnificent Chase, High Speed Chase.
Oh, I thought for Jay.
No.
Give it spikes.
They have a huge selection. It's very competitively priced, but you can always tweak an item that they have. Or if you're interested in, if you've got an idea, just go there and talk to them about it. They can create it from scratch. Do some amazing charm bracelets, all kinds of stuff, and great values at $49.95 and under as well. So whether you're on a budget or you're ready to go big, Brian Jewelry can help you. Before you stop by, join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. That's a good idea. Get on their mailing list. They also have a wish list on their website in case you're not a good hint dropper. Go to brianjewelry.com to get started. Lynn, Annie, and that whole team up there have been at it for almost 7 full decades. And they have grown with the preferred community. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville at 626 Timeline. Coming up next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic on this Tuesday, we're not seeing an awful lot of congestion anywhere yet this morning. We are light to moderate all over the city. What little congestion we are seeing, Highway 80 into I-65. And also on Atlanta Highway, approaching Federal Drive. Then, of course, Madison on into downtown. I-65 and 85, rolling at the speed limit this morning, light to moderate traffic. It's going to get busy here in a little bit, and we will have all of the traffic info for you throughout the morning. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There is nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, right next to the Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Helping each other now is more important than ever. And at Spire, we're committed to lifting up the communities we serve. If you or someone you know is struggling to make ends meet because of the coronavirus pandemic, we're here to help. Assistance is available for residential customers and small business owners. A simple application is all that we need. So if you know a Spire customer who needs help paying their natural gas bill, please tell them we're here to help. To learn more, visit spireenergy.com/relief.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, 2020, what's the matter with you?
Coronavirus, bigotry, unemployment, riots!
Here, 2020, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry. Better?
Much better.
You're not you when you're hungry. Eat a Snickers, please, before we all get stung by murder hornets.
At 6:29 with the timeline for June the 2nd, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
154th day of the year. There are 212 days remaining in this leap year. On Leave the Office Early Day, it's National Bubba Day.
Oh, it is.
How do you celebrate National Bubba Day? What do you normally do?
Downstairs.
the memorial exhaust fan.
And it's National Rotisserie Chicken Day.
Chicken?
What's wrong with the chicken we got? The state in 1835, P.T. Barnum began the first circus tour of the United States. 1865. Now consider that we are a month after Appomattox, an event generally regarded as the marking the end of the Civil War. A Confederate general named Edmund Smith, commander of the Confederate forces in West Mississippi, signs a surrender term with Union negotiators, and that's the last Confederate army left. And so that ends the bloodiest 4 years in U.S. history. On this date in 1886, Grover Cleveland became the first president to get married in the White House. He was 49. She was 22. Whoa. Good going, Grover. On this date in 1896, Guglielmo Marconi filed a patent for the radio. Then he started a morning show, Marconi and Gooch, horse and buggy traffic updates on the 10s, and Free Money Mondays.
Marconi and Gooch in the morning. Marconi,
you silly sausage.
On this date in 1899, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid held up the Overland Express train in Wyoming. But you see, they got into a heated argument, so much heated with the conductor that they forgot about the explosives, rut-row, that they planted, and the bridge blew up. Things like that happened. 1924, Congress granted U.S. citizenship to all the Indians, finally. Thank you, Congress. On this date in 33, President Roosevelt had a swimming pool built in the White House, but eventually Nixon had the pool filled in and turned into the press briefing room. I've been in that room. We've all seen it on TV a million times. It's really tiny. On this date 85 years ago, 1935, Babe Ruth retires from baseball. He had 714 home runs over his 22-season career. On this date in 53, the coronation of young Queen Elizabeth II held at Westminster Abbey. So this is 67 years ago today. It was the first televised by the BBC.
There's still one portion of that coronation.
One sacred moment that they had to turn the cameras away. Yep. 1973, My Love by Paul McCartney and Wings peaks at number one. And now, our song of the day. It's another selection from the Songs of Summer series. With more hooks than a tackle box, School of Broadcasting students, this is also on the ultimate top-of-the-hour songs out of that legal ID jingle. Tom Johnston wrote it. Doobie Brothers classic, talking about a city in the Lone Star State, not too far from San Antonio. Music written long before the lyrics. Let's turn the Wayback Machine to 1973. Head down to China Grove with the Doobies. Are you ready? Discovered that you have chicken.
Yeah, no. He's been trying to get to it. He's a little self trying to get to it.
I love that Doobie Brothers song. Probably one of my favorite Doobie songs. Blackwater is going to be one of our songs.
The best top of the hour song maybe ever. Because when you start an hour on a radio station and you have that song in your playlist, come out of your legal ID at the top of the hour.
You're inspired. Yeah.
And you never, when it's at the top of the hour, you just let it play.
Right. You never come out of the legal ID at the top of the hour with "You Light Up My Life."
No.
No, see, it wouldn't work.
Nor do you follow a song like that with "You Light Up My Life."
But they used to have those jingles that go from fast to slow.
Yeah. PSYOPs on radio.
All right, on this date in 77, New Jersey decided to allow casino gambling in Atlantic City. The first casino opens less than a year later. 79, Donna Summer, Hot Stuff, number one on the U.S. charts. 1981, the Japanese video arcade game Donkey Kong makes its U.S. debut on this date. On this date in 87, Seattle Mariners made Ken Griffey Jr. the number one pick in the Major League Draft. 87.
Wow.
Yeah. On the state
3 years, that's, man.
On the state in 1997, Timothy McVeigh, convicted of murder and conspiracy in the Oklahoma City bombings. This is the day 16 years ago, 2004. First episode of Jeopardy featuring Ken Jennings aired. He eventually won $37,000. Then he won 73 more shows with a total of $2.5 million.
He's trying to get
his,
to that?
His mind's working it out.
You trying to figure that out, are you? How to get to that chicken right there between halfway social distance between me and Jay. Good luck. On the state in 2012, the original Family Feud host Richard Dawson died at 79 from cancer of the esophagus. When I think of him, I think of Hogan's Heroes from the 60s. It was a great show. Birthdays today. Actor Justin Long, who was just 22 the other day, is now 42. Dana Carvey is 65. Jerry Mathers, the Beaver. How old's the Beav?
The Beav's got to be 74.
You're good at this game. He's 72. Charlie Watts, the drummer for the Rolling Stones, 79. Stacy Keach is 79 today. Sally Kellerman is 83. She was Hot Lips Houlihan in the MASH movie. Tarzan, Ron Eli, is how old do you think?
82.
He said with his last breath.
82.
I gotta get it, I guess, for the age.
Which would make boy how old?
Oh, God.
I don't know. 19 years ago. I mean, 19 days till Father's Day. We're all delirious in this current world here. We're going through so much stress.
Wait a minute, somebody has a question.
You use narcotics?
This is, by the way, stress is going to be our TV topic in a little while.
Oh.
32 days till Independence Day, 94 days till Labor Day weekend, Thanksgiving in 177 days, and Christmas. What will the world be like at Christmas? It's 206 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Our TV chat is just a few minutes off.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
As we continue to very closely monitor developments in the southern Gulf of Mexico and wonder where Tropical Depression 3, soon to be Tropical Storm Cristobal, may end up. Will it be on our coast? Will it be on the Texas coast? We don't know. Check out my morning video this morning. If you are a weather geek nerd and want to know all about where the tracks are, the possible tracks, my weather video will help you out. Hot day today, a high around 90. Partial sunshine. Widely scattered, isolated, random storms are possible this afternoon and this evening. Low tonight, 70. Tomorrow's high, 86. A good bit of cloudiness. Scattered pop-up storms for some lucky towns. Then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Generally, a pretty good supply of random storms in the afternoon and evening, at least a 50-50 chance. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90. And on the weekend, who knows? All bets are off, depending on where that tropical system decides to go. Right now, this morning, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Temperature is 70. It's 6:39.
All right, as we mentioned a moment ago, our topic on TV is going to be stress. Let's see what kind of stress we're producing on the roads at this point in the morning at 6:38.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a good Tuesday. We're not really seeing anything that's a problem this morning. Only a little bit of congestion right now. East Boulevard on both sides of I-65. And, of course, Wetumpka Highway spilling some traffic onto the Northeastern Boulevard this morning. That's about it. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 through downtown Montgomery. Looking good out there. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Get your new Toyota at Reinhardt Toyota with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Visit their showroom, shop online, or they'll bring the vehicle to you. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Things are crazy out there. I wish I had a fancy underground bunker like at the White House.
You can have the next best thing. Introducing the Blunker. It's the blanket that's also a bunker.
How's it work?
It's simple. Whenever you feel the need to escape, simply curl up into a ball and cover yourself in the snugly soft safety of the Blunker.
Wow, I feel better already.
Once inside, you can read a book, enjoy a snack, even use your laptop while wrapped in warmth, far away from what appears to be the end of the world.
I'm going to stay under the Blunker until this whole mess is over. In 2021.
Use the Blunker to escape from global pandemics, wide-scale rioting. It even gives you a sense of protection against murder hornets.
They'd never think to sting me under here.
Order now and get a second Blunker absolutely free. Give it to your spouse, cover your dog with it, or simply use two Blunkers for when things get even worse out there.
What?
The Blunker. Safety has never been so snuggly.
The right way with Rising.
Well, here are five subtle signs that you're more stressed than usual. You're tired even when you haven't done much. You startle really easily. You've had more headaches recently. You're more forgetful. And being too productive can even be a coping mechanism for some people. Want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday to you.
This is a particularly, good subject for what's happening in the world these days.
Man.
Not just the pandemic, but now social unrest and... Stress, yeah.
It's been a crazy year. We're not even halfway through it yet.
I know.
And yesterday was, I mean, I have an afternoon show, and it was like one call after another with worries and concerns.
Rumors.
Yeah, and it's, I watched the ending.
What a great song.
Yes.
That's an album.
Is there a song called Rumors?
No, it's an album.
How did
folks.
I miss it?
Yeah.
But I watched the Andy Griffith show with our firearm nearby just in case.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a firearm, but as I mentioned, I have one of those super soakers. It's powerful. I do.
If you try to do harm to Rich Thomas, he will wet your pants.
Don't you come near my house. You hear me?
Oh, he's going to know you're coming. He's got cameras all over the network and neighborhood. He's
yeah.
like Fort Knox.
Unless that's stolen. Unless, yeah.
Yeah, you will be surveilled. I used to drop donuts or dog treats off at his house sometimes, and I would 2 minutes later get a text from Rich
showing
with a, and I really look like a creepy figure, you know, when you on those Ring doorbell photos you take. Yeah.
No kidding.
Even in person.
So, we're not stressed.
I'm kidding. No, and by the way, you've been mentioning, too, the number of accidents over the last few weeks. People are seem distracted, right?
We have been tracking the number of accidents that happen between 6 and 9 in the morning and 3 and 6 in the afternoon.
Right.
The week before last, when we had a full work week, we had 56 accidents in that time.
Right.
That was the most we had ever counted. It dropped off to 39 last week because we had one holiday in there, and it's kind of a slow start this week.
Andrew, can you remember a standard news day?
Well, say anything because they're going to be doing those premium rebates, and they're going to take those away. So, right. Gosh, Greg,
by the way, what areas like are you tracking? Just like in Montgomery or
the Tri-County area, like basically what? The River Region.
Tri-County area,
but okay. Montgomery, Otago, right. Elmore, and then if there's something big on, like yesterday, we had one on Shorter.
Right.
Some truck lost sheetrock.
Yeah.
And that shut it down going northbound.
Jalea, can you remember the last time there was a standard news day, just a routine news day?
Yeah. When was that? I think that show started with...
What would that even look like? I need to hear the requirements before I answer that question.
Exactly.
What is a standard news day?
I think that show started with Merry Christmas.
Yeah, probably.
Because this year didn't take long to go crazy.
Also, too, I feel like... Just in this business, like there really is no standard anyway. At least we thought there wasn't, and so it's just odd now that like we're always tossed around and going in different directions. But like for just in the last couple of months or so, it's like wow, what did a quote unquote normal day look like?
Notice how news of the pandemic has kind of been shoved down.
Yeah, I didn't hear coronavirus once over the weekend with all the rest of the stuff going on.
It's because now there's other stuff to talk about.
And I feel bad. These merchants are finally able to reopen their businesses, and now yesterday some closed early.
Right.
With everything, the stress level is through the roof.
We'll wake up from this dream real soon, I imagine.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody that loves our get-together every morning named Tantan Tanika, I promised she. I had to pick up something at her store on Saturday, and I said I'd give a little shout-out.
Jay, you seem stressed.
Yeah. God, I can't. The vibe Jay. Coming from you.
How are you coping, Jay?
Staying at home. Same thing as I do every day, Ryan. Every day, every week, month in, month out, I mind my business and just stay home.
So how many years working with quarantine? Greg has prepared you for all these stressful situations.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I got to admit, at least here we can blow off some steam in a healthy way. You know,
right?
We do that.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been the most topical subject that we've probably ever handled because it's true. Everybody is stressed.
By the way, they said that alcohol sales have, even though bars and stuff are opening, home alcohol sales are still very, very high. That's kind of a concern.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. I was going to ask, what are some of the practical ways that you guys are coping? Is that one of them?
That can be a long-term concern for a lot of folks.
Yeah, in moderation. But you got to remember, here's your medical lesson for today. Alcohol is a depressant. So if you're already downcast by the news, it's not going to make you feel better.
The producer is stressed.
Well, I think that's a good note to wrap on. How about that?
It's true, though.
Bye, guys. Have a good one. If you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
All right.
And there's still more to...
Well, that was... Why does my shirt look like it glows in the dark?
Well, it's you are right under that really bright fluorescent.
I want that fixed.
Right now.
What does that mean?
You're the boss.
It works. How is it broken?
Get your boy.
What needs to be fixed?
Tom. Do you want you to break that?
Well, I mean, yeah. What do you want?
Break it.
How do you want that fixed? It works. What's wrong with it?
It's putting out too many ohms.
Ohms.
What is it? Ohms.
Ohms.
See, it's not that one. Look at that. One switch controls three lights.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
What's wrong with
that? All right. I'm calling Mr. Electric. We'll have them solve the problem for us. It is 6:47. We have the Cheap and Trashy coming up. And guess who's going to pay us a visit in a moment?
I don't know.
Menthol Meredith.
Oh, my gosh.
We do have somebody coming to visit us later. Dan Black is going to join us.
Oh, he's a cool guy.
And so, yeah, great guy. And we're looking forward to that. That'll be around 8:30 this morning. Right now, your Fox News replay. He said.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he will send the military into American cities if necessary to end riots happening since George Floyd's death in Minneapolis 8 days ago.
If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Police officers then used tear gas to clear peaceful protesters from a park for President Trump to walk through and pose for photographs with a Bible in front of St. John's Episcopal Church. The bishop there says she was not notified and is outraged the church was used as a political prop. An independent autopsy finds George Floyd died by asphyxiation with a police officer's knee on his neck.
In my opinion, he was dead after about 4 or 5 minutes.
That's Dr. Michael Bodden. The official autopsy also noted underlying medical conditions and drug use. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, they finally said we could come out of quarantine. But then yesterday, when I went to put on pants for the first time since March, my thighs said, "Hang on, Missy, we ain't going nowhere." Nope, I couldn't get my jeans up over my thighs. Y'all, it was awful. I had an appointment at the courthouse, and I literally had nothing I could fit in. So, I got creative. I slicked up my hips and thighs with some Crisco. Then, I tied some towing rope through my belt loops, and I hitched it up to Verna's truck. Then, I lay down flat in the driveway with my ankles and the pant legs until Verna hit the gas, and my britches slid right on. I couldn't really breathe the rest of the day, but I made it to my hearing on time. To make a long story short, my pants were so tight, they didn't indict.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trash story yesterday that Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah. They're feeling remorse.
Yeah, because back in 2012, they got married at a South Carolina plantation called Boone Hall Plantation and Gardens, which has a website boasting 9 historic slave cabins.
Wonder if they got married on Jefferson Davis's birthday.
Just to top it all off.
I wonder, because the story comes up today.
I know.
The property of this place is on a road called Slave Street. So now, of course, in lieu of all that's going on, they feel very guilty. What's interesting is they made a $200,000 donation to the NAACP.
Well, I hope they feel better today, though.
Oh, you know how those liberals, they
whenever
just,
I make a $200,000 donation.
And to an organization that still uses the term colored people, I thought we were going to be advancing terms like that.
That is right.
I'm sorry. That just doesn't fix that. And how that, you know, based on what we're seeing this weekend, there's still a lot of advancement to go. And it's so, oh, I can't even read this. I will vomit. I will vomit my breakfast out. Because they, in addition to this big check they wrote to assuage their liberal guilt, they made a list of pledges. Wow. And it's just pathetic. It just is. They have no idea. They live in another world, folks. We have very electrifying news here. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Because of the pandemic and all the unrest across America, the current Miss America will reign for 2 years instead of one.
Interesting.
And not just half a season?
2 years. They've no Vice Miss America taking the crown.
Right.
No runner-up. She's just going to get a straight 2 years. In a related story, the riots going on around America pretty much guarantee that Donald Trump will get another term. Can't wait to see what it's like on Election Day. Should be fun, huh? She's actually been involved in some pretty good stuff, this current Miss America, promoting drug safety and abuse prevention. And championing kids getting into STEM courses, science, tech, engineering, and math education.
That's good. Where's she from?
Camille Schreier is... Jay, I may need you to do a quick search on that.
Who am I looking up?
Current Miss America is from...
Current Miss...
From what state?
Yeah. Miss America.
Which one of the 57 states including Canada?
She was...
Virginia.
What a messed up state.
Virginia's for lovers.
But well, I know people are from Virginia. There's a few there that are trying to deal with it. But I mentioned earlier Major League Baseball, some players who would be at risk. There are players that have gone through cancer treatments and had chemo. Part of the deal that's more or less been agreed is that they can collect their pay for the year without having to risk playing, because they are truly at higher risk. We're hearing the season could be as short as 50 games and as long as 114.
Just let us begin.
Let's get it going. Let's look at what's going on around America with all the people that are unemployed and don't have money and could use the distraction. Put somebody ahead of yourselves for once. That would be nice. Actors that have done multiple movies together, which one is their best? I'm going to do a social media post on that, and we'll let you decide and check back on it a little bit later. 22 characters we loved when the show started and hated by the end. Who do you think is number one on that list?
Well, I can tell you one just from the Andy Griffith Show is that
Oh.
The deputy.
Warren.
Yeah, Warren.
Yeah, he didn't last long. They must have gotten the word real quick that he was not going. Yeah. Of course, they had to replace Don now. It's not an easy job. Actually, number one on the list was Sarika Jessica Parker from Sex and the City, who played Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh.
Most of these, I don't even know.
Like, give me an example of another one.
We have at number two,
okay,
Angela Moss from Mr. Robot.
Oh, okay. I know that show. Did you ever watch that series?
Nope. Excuse me.
Fiona Gallagher from Shameless?
No.
Leonard Hofstadter from Hot Stuff.
Let's move on with the rest of our lives.
Barry Allen from The Flash. Oh. Mm. And Rory Gilmore from The Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm. Both of those at the end.
Sure.
Let's see. James Cameron returned to New Zealand to resume filming on Avatar.
He still thinks he'll make his date, but we'll see. But
when is it due?
December of 2021.
I hope it comes out after I figured out why 8 zillion people went to see the first one.
Right. And I bought it because it was the biggest movie of all time. It's on my shelf, but I hate it.
I know.
But I bought it anyway because it's the biggest
movie. But I wanted it in my collection.
Why? You hate it.
Well, because it was... I figured maybe I would grow to love it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never saw the full thing, but I saw enough of it to say I don't...
Don't waste your time.
Thank you for the savings. Mr. Electric, your go-to company for installations, service. Electricity is always something you should have done by people who have the pedigree of certified master status, and that's the team at Mr. Electric. Their customer service is second to none. They make appointments at your convenience. And when you say, be here at 2, that's when your doorbell is going to ring. They give you an upfront price on the work you need done, and that's what you'll pay. And any debris created from an installation, like a ceiling fan or a new outlet, whatever you need, they tidy that up. So all you're left with is the great result you called for in the beginning. And the number to do that is 245-1566. For Mr. Electric, go to MrElectric.com to learn more. 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, our traffic total for the week is 8. Accident total for the week is 8 through almost 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning. That would be a pace for about 30 for the week. We'll see if it keeps up.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, it is beginning to build just a little bit around the boulevard. We're seeing more congestion now on Northeast Boulevard coming off the Wetumpka Highway. East Boulevard around I-85, a little bit busy, and Highway 80 from Selma. A lot of cars coming inbound to 65. That's about it. We've got no accidents reported to us to pass along to you this morning. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown Montgomery. We do have an accident on I-65 northbound. If you're traveling north this this morning. Just above Highway 14 in Prattville, we have a moderate accident there. Emergency folks are on the way.